Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Show to camera, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. So the only thing perhaps crazier than Rob Manfred's idea of let's play baseball in December, and by the way, let's have the World Series at a neutral site. Not that they're saying they're for sure going to do that, but it's something they're kicking around as a possibility. The only thing crazier – oh, and seven inning games is another possibility to consider. The only thing crazier than all that is what Mr. Al Morganti said to me in the hallway about a half an hour ago. He wants to see the World Series in Japan. Excuse me? Ooh. We welcome Al Morganti for the first time ever as a guest on our show. Al,
that's
God,
a world first.
God right bless here. You, Al, but what are
Thank
you thinking?
Thank you, Al.
It makes perfect sense. It's one of those things you'll make fun of, and then you realize when you think about it, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. Now, I know you went to St. Joe Prep, and you don't think there's anybody else has a brain. He's even got the shirt on still. They never take it off. Mom, just staple it on your ass.
Yeah.
So let's think about this. You're talking about baseball in December. Okay, the NFL is going on.
Yep.
Nobody is going to go to a neutral site baseball game. And I mean, I don't care if you're a fan of if you're a Red Sox fan and the Patriots, you are not going. If you play the World Series in Japan, those people will go bonkers for it. It will become a worldwide sensation. Baseball in Japan, Godzilla will have signs for go whatever team it is. It will be nuts. It would be nuts to all these teams. They spend all their time saying, we have to expand this sport. We got to get bigger and bigger. Let's go. NFL plays damn games in London. If you put a World Series in Japan, it would be the biggest marketing coup worldwide for that sport they've ever had.
Well, economically, on the big scale, you bring up a point that's reasonable. As far as though,
well, you're hurting America.
You're hurting America.
Hurting America. Nobody's going to go. How are you hurting America when you have a World Series with a half full stadium? That's a good thing?
Because the infrastructure necessary to put on a World Series for Americans, like the jobs it creates, they do matter. You have to consider that.
What I care about is
the sale of, here, of goods and all of that.
Here's the main thing I care about, Al. If the, you know, whoever wins, but let's just say the Phillies, Brad Lynch, he falls to his knees, and now I got 80,000 Japanese people. What are they doing?
They're celebrating.
That doesn't work for me. That doesn't work for us.
It's baseball doesn't belong here in December.
No,
it doesn't.
Well, that you're right about.
Well, but if you're going to, if given that option, if you told me they were going to have the World Series in December and it's in Tampa between Chicago and whomever, or it's in Tokyo, I'm more likely to watch the damn game in Tokyo.
It would be interesting.
Telling you, they have all. They're not going to get the Olympics. It would be unbelievable.
John, I think Senator McCarthy should investigate un-American activities over here.
All right, I'll leave you guys to your own devices. You deal with the
get
prep
him,
here.
Al. Get him.
It is a
all right, Al. Well done.
It's an interesting thought. Sure. I mean, and we have to be open to these new ideas coming in from left field,
right?
It would
create excitement. It would create interest. I mean, that is for sure. There's no question.
But how about, guess? How about we just, the season starts at a certain point.
How about we just keep it the way it
always
is?
Well, that's fine. Yes, I'm all for that. But if you're going to go outside the lines, go off the page.
Okay.
It's simple.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Yeah. Al, thank you. There he is. Al Morganti, ladies and gentlemen. All right,
Joe's just not a fan of change. We know this.
I mean, it's just, well, you guys are trying to reinvent
it's very
something.
You. You're very rigid.
Doesn't
you're
need
a rigid human being.
I am a rigid human being.
I know.
But I'm also right a lot of times. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Hassan in Strawberry Mansion. What's up, Hassan?
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Hassan.
Morning.
as usual, when Al speaks, he says something very interesting and drops a gem.
Yeah, for sure. I had not thought of that possibility.
I mean, yeah, when he started talking about it, then my mind went to David Stern and the Dream Team and how it helped the NBA to go global. I mean, from that standpoint, he's not wrong. But as far as, you know, the way baseball, and again, you guys can hammer me for saying I'm too rigid, but the way we know baseball to be, where the World Series is in the park of the two teams playing against each other, I think it's, you know, crazy.
Honestly, I called up just to see how crazy I thought you were for thinking that playing at a neutral site was bad. But I think Japan is a great idea. Just think for a second, like, Philly's not in it. I'd be more inclined to watch the World Series in a Japan setting.
That's a yeah. I agree with you, Hassan. I would too. If I've got no skin in the game, right, that certainly adds another wrinkle that piques my interest.
But anyway, I called up to totally agree with Richie today, the camera. Like, it's just to have baseball. It's just you couldn't even play. Let's put the Phillies in it now. You couldn't play in December down South Philly. No way you could have that.
I don't disagree with you. That's why you have a short season. It's what it is, man. It's what look, you double up with some doubleheaders from time to time to try to, you know, make some of that money back and to entertain fans who would rather have, and I'm just picking out numbers, 95 games instead of 75. I get it. I would much rather have 95 games than 75. I don't want baseball in December under any circumstance.
Well, that's where we're different.
Yeah, we are.
That's, I guess, the key point. I value the number of games. I think it's what makes baseball baseball. The battle of attrition, that's the battle, the most important battle to win. So you can't eliminate that from the process. You can't eliminate that from the weeding out process that tells you who the best team in baseball is.
Let's go to Seth in Conshohocken. What's up, Seth?
Hey, guys. How are you? How you doing?
Hi, Seth. Doing well.
Good. Yeah, so I tend to agree with the camera on this one, just because you can't take baseball that's, you know, a spring, a summer, and a fall sport and just, you know, try to adapt it into the winter. You know, I just don't think – I think what you're going to need to do is you need to just chalk it up and you start the season if it's in the end of May or the beginning of June, and you just take it for what it is and it's shortened for a little bit.
Exactly.
You know, because also, do you think the Phillies would be able to compete with the Eagles during the winter? Like, no way. No one's going to go and sit at a baseball game when the Eagles are playing. You know what I mean? No one's going to watch the Phillies.
Well, if the Phillies are – listen, you know? I'll say this, Seth. If the Phillies are in the playoffs – then obviously that becomes a whole thing. And even if the Eagles are in October or November and the Phillies are in the playoffs, the Phillies have a huge chunk of the real estate of people's minds in Philadelphia, rightfully so. And television viewership speaks to that, and 08 and 09 and 10 and 11 speaks to that. So it can happen. But
you're playing regular season games in, like, October, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Well, I get it.
You haven't gotten into the playoffs yet until, what, November, maybe December. So you're still playing regular season games when – the NFL is on, too. And I also don't think – it's also just not Philadelphia. It's other cities, too. Like, you know, you think New York is going to – I mean, the Yankees, people love the Yankees. All right, for the Red Sox, you know what I mean? Like, the Patriots and the Red Sox are on. I mean, I guess both cities – both ways would go for both, but I just don't see it actually happening. I think you just need to chalk it up for what it is and just shorten the season and just get this thing going when this whole thing ends.
Yeah, because it's just – you and I are on the same page, man. Appreciate the phone call, 215-592-9494. All right, John, crazier idea. Rob Manfred and his idea, or Howie Roseman signing another nickel cornerback?
I got issues.
I know you do.
I have a real problem with this. This was and plus the fact that he was trying to get Chris Harris, nickel cornerback from the Denver Broncos, who is older than Nickel Roby Coleman and better than Nickel Roby Coleman, paid accordingly. I mean, he's making a lot more than Nickel Roby Coleman is. But we missed. We got him stolen away from us.
Chris Harris.
We got him stolen away. We fell back on another choice. And the choices were at a position where we already have two guys who are playing that position. We've got Avante Maddox, who is best as a slot cornerback. Yeah. We've got Craven LeBlanc, who's best as a slot cornerback. I mean, we also have Sidney Jones, who has played slot cornerback. We have other positions of need. Rush end, You know, pass rusher, wide receiver. This is right on the heels of going out and getting a D tackle when we needed a D end. Like, we've now pigeonholed ourselves as the team that needs to draft by position. And that's what you don't want to ever do. Howie has done, once again, a poor job. I didn't get it. I mean, yeah, it's good to have competition, but but building strength on strength when you have complete, like, voids at other positions, it makes no sense at all.
Well, I'll tell you this. I was surprised to see them sign another guy that came, you know, really through the
surprised, yeah. Joe, okay.
But
you have to take the next step. If you're surprised, do you say to yourself, oh, well, okay, this is good? Like, you're automatically assuming it's good. I'm telling you, don't assume it's good. This is Howie doing something that he shouldn't, using capital where it should go elsewhere.
All right, two different things. One, my guess, and I will admit it's just a guess. My guess is he believes one of these three guys, whether it's Maddox, LeBlanc, or Coleman. I think, and I'm guessing, that he thinks one of the three can play outside. I don't know who that is. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think he does this with the idea that none of those three start outside.
Well, here's the problem. This is Howie misevaluating cornerback abilities again.
Why? Because he didn't get Chris Harris?
Okay, Nickel Robey Coleman, put him outside. He's 5'8", 175 pounds.
Well, maybe he's
you have a big receiver.
Yeah.
He'll get dominated.
Maybe he's best suited
for the slot.
Maybe they think all of these really
guys,
play.
All of these guys are tiny.
Yeah, shorter
for the outside. Like, this is. It's just wrong. It's Howie doing the Howie out of his comfort zone, trying to evaluate guys and how they fit into our scheme, and I think he made a mistake.
Yeah, I just see. Listen, John, when you talk about, and you use the term missed, that he missed and fell back, missed on Harris and fell back, right? Like, John.
Well, the fact that they were negotiating, the fact that Chris Harris says he thought he was coming to Philadelphia. You know, like, we really wanted him. So that must mean that we don't have enough faith in Avante Maddox or Craven LeBlanc as the slot. If you're going and trying to sign an older nickel cornerback who's proven in Chris Harris.
Again, I think one of them.
Instead of going out and spending on a pass rusher or a wide receiver, it must be quite the need.
Look, one of them's playing outside, I think. But the other part of the show, when you say missed and fell back and all that, like you could then say, well, Howie missed on 40 different free agents. I guarantee you.
He has.
No, he hasn't, because you can't miss on 40. That's what I constantly try to tell you. You can negotiate.
We're going to the table.
John, you can.
If you want a guy,
oh my God,
you get him.
How do you not
understand? Just have to spend.
How do you not understand this?
You have to spend for the guys that fit into your scheme the right way.
You negotiate.
And there
with
were those guys out there, and he didn't get them.
Let's go to the phones. We'll see what people think. 215-592-9494. That, in addition, of course, to Rob Manfred's idea of possibly, again, it's no sure bet, but possibly playing baseball into December and having the World Series at a neutral site, presumably Texas, Arizona, or Florida. Ridiculous. Let's go to Ron in Monco. What's up, Ron?
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Good, Ron.
Hey, you know, I got a question before we get into it. Did I hear that Arrieta's hurt again?
Well,
yeah,
it happened.
Right
before the shutdown, he
had
shoulder
tightness or something.
Yeah, we don't know where it stands in the last 2 weeks, but right before the world shut down, that had happened.
Okay, because I haven't been following them with all this stuff that's going on, you know.
Well, they haven't released any information, so there's nothing to follow.
It was just prior to everything hitting the fan.
Wow.
So we've heard.
Listen, we've signed a lot of bad contracts. I mean, historically bad contracts in all the sports in Philly, and this has got to be up there with this guy.
Yeah.
$25 million a year for this guy.
No doubt.
It's been terrible. Yep.
That's $75 million guaranteed to this guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the thing is that, John, I'm with you on that corner. What is he, a corner or a safety?
Yeah, corner.
I mean, you got to balance. Look, Howie's in such a hole here. He needs to balance out what he does between the offense and the defense. And be honest with you, you know, after, who was it, Jenkins left? What's his name?
Malcolm Jenkins.
We let him walk. Okay, so basically to me, you ain't got nothing in the backfield after he goes. Because, you know, so they need to do something with that backfield, and they got to get receivers, and they got to shore up their lines. You know, and I got another question for you guys. It's sure. Just like I'm taking a poll here. If you could have traded Ertz for Diggs, okay, would you have done it? If that was feasible, if the numbers and everything lined up,
no.
Just player for player, would you do it?
No. I like Stephon Diggs a lot. I don't think if you just think in your head, like, is Stephon Diggs the best receiving receiver, you know, at his position in the NFL? No. Is Zach Ertz the best receiving tight end? He's a top three guy. I don't think Steph Diggs is as good at his position as Zach Ertz is at his position. And right now, with our lack of wide receivers, we've decided to go with two tight ends on the field at all times. I think that's the scheme that fits this group, and we would be abandoning that if we got rid of him.
I'd certainly consider it. My instincts are probably not, because I think Diggs with the new deal, which I'm assuming he's going to get here at some point, will make more money than Ertz. I'm not certain of that. I think they're comparable players. But I do like the idea of Ertz, who's not only been an Eagle, but he's an Eagle you can trust. Like, when a guy like Steph Diggs, when it goes sideways in Minnesota, and it clearly did, with Kirk Cousins. And Kirk Cousins is not the best quarterback, but he's far from the worst. But you had a wide receiver that was unhappy with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
That worries me about Diggs, the guy.
That's a huge part,
for the
too.
Locker room.
It's a non-starter from that perspective.
Because Ertz is as rock solid
yeah.
as you're going to find. And so would I want to embrace what I would guess is a bit of a problematic guy? Now, I can't prove that. I'm not saying I know it for sure. But given what happened in Minnesota, I'm guessing Steph Diggs is a little bit of a troublemaker.
Well, Steph Diggs feels like, I mean, I think he was a fifth-round draft.
He was.
Like, he didn't have room to be the diva early on, but as his play has, you know,
he's
progressively
become a great
picked
player.
Up,
yeah.
He has become more of a diva.
Yeah. I mean, he had the most iconic moment in that franchise in the last 40 years.
Ever.
Right, maybe ever.
Yeah, for real. They've never won a Super Bowl. They've lost in Super Bowls.
Maybe, yeah.
By the way, speaking of problematic.
What?
Face is looking a little bare, man.
Yeah, my face is bare.
It's messed up.
It's not messed up.
It's messed up.
It's not messed up.
What the hell, man?
I didn't like the mustache. I was tired of it. I would.
You stop caring about bringing light to the world, make people happy. You're like, screw that.
Bringing light to the world. What do you think, I'm Jesus over here? Come on now.
Bringing positivity, Joe. Making people happy.
Oh, so you think I'm Tony Robbins now with positivity? Wow. Gabe Kapler? Look, I didn't like the mustache.
What are you trying to look good for?
No, I mean, I did it because I thought
it. And by the way, I thought it looked good.
It could give
it looked great.
A little bit of a chuckle to the audience. First off, when you guys say it looked great, all right, the comments on social media.
You didn't even give it a chance.
What do you mean, social media? That's what people do. They're angry.
The comments yesterday were outrageous.
They weren't great.
All right? They were outrageous. And so I will say, I mean, I had kind of been joking before about, you know, if people are rude, then I'll shave it off. I mean, I was like semi-serious but semi-joking. But the thing about the comments yesterday were it basically enlightened me, independent of, like, the whole social media thing and how people on Twitter can be tough guys. Like,
I mean, that's what people do.
But maybe my
media.
Mustache just flat out stinks. Like, maybe it's terrible. So if it's terrible, why would I want
to
go around looking like that?
Because
see three people.
You have to
let it
grow
thicken.
In.
It has
so
to
it's
thicken
not
up,
terrible.
And then it'll look awesome.
Look, I gave it a shot. People rock me on social media. I mean, they crushed me.
They definitely crushed you.
I mean,
it was very inappropriate. Yeah.
It was really not cool.
It was very inappropriate.
So that's.
But again, it who cares about social media, Joe? You care about bringing positivity and happiness to people.
All right, man, I'm out here. We're doing our show. We'll have some fun.
It's a lot less fun.
It would have brought a lot more happiness had you let it go for a month. Because then it might have been real looking. Like, I didn't even notice that you'd shaved it.
I didn't either. Richie said it to me this morning. He's like, did you realize he shaved? And I was like, no, I totally missed it.
I figured you guys would not, because you're used to seeing me come in here, you know, except for the last 2 weeks, you know, with no mustache. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Matt in Orland. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, Matt?
Hi, Matt.
Hey. Day 14 of quarantine. Mm-hmm. I'm washing the kitchen floor. I mean, seriously.
Wow.
But anyway,
I was thinking about doing that when I got home.
Here.
Actually,
I was thinking
about doing that today.
Dude, it's
floor washing.
The grout is looking really good. Grout's coming up nicely.
I will say there is no excuse to not have a clean house and all your paperwork organized. I mean,
absolutely. I mean, my house is way too neat right now.
There you go.
But anyway, I have to agree with John regarding the baseball thing. I would say, we're in a different paradigm now. If we have to play at neutral sites, try to play outside in the warmer states.
Mm-hmm.
If it's allowed, play in the domes if you need to. I'll tell you right now, I think Al's idea is kind of cool, but I think Japan might be donezo. It's looking on the news, so I don't think they're going to be open for business. I think we really need to start looking at just different ways of getting our sports in.
Yes.
And I think honestly, most of us have enough bandwidth to take in baseball and football at the same time. So.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah.
That's where I'm at. But anyway, guys, stay well. Hang in there. Thank you so much for broadcasting every day. You're keeping me sane out here. All right.
Thanks Matt. Appreciate it, buddy.
It is something to consider, Joe. Like we had a fit about cutting the salaries of the basketball employees.
Yep.
And in part, the reason that they felt the need to do that with the Sixers is because games weren't being played. Money wasn't being made, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now we're talking about cutting games that do earn money for all of those employees that are working at those stadiums and that sort of thing.
Sure.
The economics of this suggests that we need to try to have as much baseball as possible for the American employees that will be put to work if it goes on. Like that is a consideration, Mr. President.
All right, so I will tell you right out of the gate,
Mr. President. Huh?
Oh boy. I don't think the owners are thinking about that at all. So I just want to, before you go on your altruistic bend.
They have to.
No, I don't think
they are. But that's also not the point. It doesn't matter what the owners are thinking about it. All that matters is the bottom line, right? I mean, all that matters is will these people get paid or not? Like, who cares if that's the owner's intention?
You're talking about the regular worker
or
the
players? Yes, I'm talking about, like, to Richie's point, like, it doesn't matter if that's the owner's intent or not. That's the sum of the situation.
Well, listen, maybe. I mean, look, I don't know what for lack of a better way to put it, the average Phillies concession worker does in non-Philly season. I would think it's possible some of them move to the Wells Fargo Center and start doing Flyers and Sixers games, maybe. I mean, now.
Well,
maybe,
just,
right?
What is that? I mean.
Well, I'm just saying.
This is their livelihood, is the point. You don't know that they have other things do or whatever.
I have no idea. But you're also not helping the guy or girl in Philadelphia if you say, let's go play the playoffs in a neutral site. Now you can say you're helping.
Get more regular season games, though.
You can get more regular season
games. That's the point, Joe. Like, you get more regular season games, you play more games, so they get more work.
All right, hold on.
And then when it's all said and done, because they've played more games, it goes later, and you have to take it somewhere else.
All right, so the idea of the World Series, and that's what was floated, the World Series at a neutral site in December. So are you guys, let me just make sure I understand this. John and James, are you guys advocating that Major League Baseball should be played in South Philadelphia outdoors Thanksgiving week?
No, I think the playoffs would have to be at neutral sites, too.
So now you move a whole month of playoffs to neutral sites.
Might have to, yeah.
Yes.
But you've got a whole extra, month and a half of baseball being played here.
Okay.
2 months, potentially, yeah.
And James thinks it's so hard for Bryce Harper to stand in right field for a doubleheader. It's really an easy solution.
This doesn't have anything to do with the doubleheaders. The doubleheaders are a separate thing. Like, they're going to do the doubleheader thing regardless. Like, they're going to play the doubleheaders no matter
what.
Here's
how
you do it. That's not part of this discussion.
Here's how you do it. You expand the rosters from, what, was it now 26 this year? Is that what it is now? From, like, 26 to, like, 28 or 29. You have the managers designate before each game. Here are the 25 guys you go with. You don't necessarily say, okay, you get to scratch off every starting pitcher that's not pitching that day. Like, you can't have 15 different bullpen guys because now you're going to kill the game. You're going to lengthen the game. It's going to be terrible. The reality is you expand the rosters. You have some extra bullpen people. You might have a every team have a designated six starter because you're wrapping through starting pitchers faster because you might have 5 games in 4 days. And you have less off days.
But again, you're only going from like 90 to 110 games. Like,
what's wrong with that, James? We've had that happen before. What is wrong with
that?
That
doesn't mean it's ideal. It doesn't mean that
it's better than baseball in December in Florida when the Phillies are in the World Series.
Again, I don't think it is.
Boy, do I disagree with you.
We know.
Look, we'll see what people think. 215-592-9494. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie.
Today's show is brought to you by Parks Casino. They hope you're staying safe during this period. Please check Parks Casino and Sportsbook on Facebook and Twitter for news and updates. Parks Casino and Sportsbook, see you very soon. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We have today a $50 gift card to give away to Fleming's Steakhouse. Fleming's in Radnor offering carryout dining and taking orders 12 to 8 p.m. You can call ahead and, of course, order your food at 610-688-9463. They'll bring it to your car outside if you want. Again, 610-688-9463. You can also check out their full menu at FlemingSteakhouse.com. John, it was back on this date about 90 years ago. Leonard Nimoy was born and, of course, passed away a few years back, but notable in particular for being Spock. Of course, one of the smartest characters ever in TV or movie history. And I guess for him, he was both TV and movies. And John gives us a chance today as we give away the Fleming Steakhouse $50 gift card. I'm curious from your standpoint, John and James and everyone at 215-592-9494, who's the smartest character? I'm not talking about Albert Einstein. I'm talking about someone in the world of fiction where they're
just... It can't be real people. Well, movies were made about.
Movies made about,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, now you're cutting through it. I see what you're saying.
Wait, I'm just asking.
So you're like, talking about like the Princeton professor that was played by
John Nash. Yes.
John Nash.
Beautiful Mind.
Beautiful
would
mind.
Be an example.
Oh. Well,
I mean, that's
I don't know. It's up to you guys.
John,
we can go whichever
you
way you want, but I'm just throwing that out,
John,
there because there are movies about real people who are smart too.
All right, John, you make the call. Straight fiction or people a movie is made about.
Let's open it up. I mean, yes, if a movie was made.
Well, how do you beat, you know, I'm sure Einstein has probably been depicted in some movie. One
he
answer
has
just been.
Well, you just took him off the board.
All right, all right, I took Einstein off.
Einstein's
the board.
Gone.
All right,
I think
the movie IQ he was in.
Fictional. I think you could. I think
and now
both.
John Nash is off the board too, so the fictional answers are probably better anyway.
Okay. So, fair enough. So it's all on the table. Everything's possible. It's like Rob Manfred. Oh, anything's possible. Let's go play the World Series on the moon. Yeah, that's a good idea.
That would be awesome. Man.
I'll tell you, even some of those Phillies weak hitters could hit home runs on the moon.
Yeah, just keep going.
All right, John, when you think of a smart character,
yeah,
who do you got?
Bruce Banner, physician,
great
scientist,
one.
Searching for a way to tap into the hidden strengths that all humans have.
Okay.
Then an accidental overdose of gamma radiation altered his body chemistry. Now, when Dr. Banner grows angry or outraged, a startling metamorphosis occurs.
Very good. Well done.
I'm was
impressed.
Well done.
I'm impressed.
Good work.
James, when you think of someone smart, character that's smart, who do you got?
I'm taking a haymaker because I would vote for it at the end. I think it's just too good an answer, so I'm going to take it because no one on hold has it yet. Sherlock Holmes.
Jeez.
Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, he's pretty sharp.
He is sharp. I don't know if
sharp
that he's
cookie.
Smart. I'm not a Holmes.
What do you mean he's not smart? You,
I'm not,
are you kidding
I'm
me?
Not saying he's not smart. I don't know that he's uber smart. He might just be more wise.
No. You don't,
I don't
you,
know.
Have you never
I don't
read
know.
Or watched Sherlock Holmes?
I don't know enough
okay,
about
he's
Sherlock
a,
Holmes.
Oh, that's
a
what it
multiple
is,
time genius.
Okay.
Yeah. Pure
all right.
Genius.
All right, fair enough. All right, let's go to CJ and Ben Salem. What's up, CJ?
Chelsea, man, you're killing me. I was going to say Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, no. I pulled it in camera.
Anyway, Joe, so I just saw the picture with the stash, man. You looking like a whole dad with it. I was actually digging it.
Did you
See?
Look at the comments, though, CJ?
Who cares? There's always going to be a hater out there.
A hater? There was 1,000 haters.
who cares? I care less. Oh, people think of me, but I don't know. I was digging the stash.
All right.
I was, too.
Well, it's gone.
Yeah, so, Joe, I really don't agree with you all the time, but I have to agree with you today when it comes to the baseball in December. I don't like it because when you get into the colder climates in baseball, that's just a different game. And to me, as a fan, I wouldn't want to watch that. And then you hit it on the nail because I was thinking, like, you extend the roster, like you just said, have a few more doubleheaders,
yep,
and keep the season short. The reason why is because then when you after the whole season ends and you go to the next season, that hunger is still there in the fan base to keep continuing to watch that. And plus, I just think it will help, you know, financially for next year. That's my opinion on it.
I got you. All right, what do you got here for a smart character?
Dang it, man. I was really gonna think. Before I give you an answer, can I give you a movie that you might actually enjoy?
Sure.
Defiance.
The Science?
Defiance.
Yes. Defiance.
It's a World War II film.
Okay.
Of two Jewish brothers from Poland. They have to escape the Nazi reign, and they run out into the wilderness, and they camp out there. And what happens is they find other Jewish people seeking refuge,
mm-hmm.
and they develop and they have a little camp there, and they have to stay incognito until everything blows over. But they have like a small resistant army, and they fight against any patrol Nazis that come in. It's actually really cool.
Okay,
I watched it. It's something you might enjoy with your bubble bath.
Well, I hope it's better than the movie I watched last night. I'll detail that in a second. All right, CJ, give me a smart character.
Walter White, Breaking Bad.
Walter White, he's smart. Mm. He's not like uber smart, but he's smarter than the average guy. Got that
he's
chemistry
smart
thing.
Chemist, yeah.
Yeah, chemistry. He's got the chemistry thing going. So, John, I watched one of your beloved movies last night.
I can already tell that you didn't like it by the way you're talking.
Let me just say
this.
You
can already tell, right?
How do you dislike so many movies?
All right, let me just say this. Before
that's
I even,
crazy to me.
Before I even tell you what movie I turned off early.
Oh,
I am done. I am done caring about or attempting to watch the movies that you guys have recommended to me that I know going in I won't like. Because last night, I sat down to watch the movie Step Brothers. It's stupid, okay?
It's just no fun, man.
It's just,
you're just not
flat
fun.
Out stupid.
It's hilarious.
It's not hilarious. It's a waste of time.
You just have bad taste when it comes to that stuff.
So I turned that off. I mean, John, how do you like that movie?
Because Will Ferrell is normally playing the same character.
It's
like the
hilarious.
Completely oblivious and like over the top bombastic fool, the stooge. And I think he's really funny. And everyone loves that movie.
Most people
everyone loves
love
that,
that
movie.
Yes.
I did not like it.
It's not like going to enrich you teach you something about history.
You just don't like comedy.
It's
like,
funny.
You're just not funny.
Most comedies
you're
I don't like.
You're just not a funny guy. It's okay.
Say what you
it's
want.
It's okay. You're just not funny.
I'm not claiming to be funny. I don't enjoy that type of movie.
We know.
So I'm done with it. I mean, listen.
Have you seen Walk Hard?
No.
He won't like it. He won't like any of these.
Yeah,
really?
I'm done with them. Like, listen, guys.
He didn't like Anchorman. He doesn't like any of these
I don't like
hilarious
that.
Movies.
You guys gave me the idea of watching The Deer Hunter. I appreciate that. Like, that's a great movie. That's a real movie. This stuff, this Step Brothers stuff, it's nonsense.
You are something else, man.
Let's go to Billy T in Princeton. What's up, Billy T?
Yes, that's what it is. It's nonsense. It's comedy. It's fun.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen, I got to say, Joe. You're off base on this. You got to change up. You got to be a little flexible. I agree with Jimmy and John. And
you think the World Series should be played in Florida so that baseball owners and players can make 30 extra games worth of pay?
And everyone else who works.
Oh, come on.
Joe, I don't have the answer, but I'll tell you this. They have a bigger problem.
What?
They're going to have an attendance issue because people aren't going to trust until the treatment. Is available out here. People aren't going
to. It's a good point. You're right. They aren't going to. They are not going to come back to the same crowds even when they welcome them back. Yeah,
they're going to have to do double headers. I think shorten the season a little bit, and maybe go into mid-November. But outside of that, I think John and Jimmy are correct.
I mean, listen, Billy, say hold on a second. But you just said something that's very different than what they're saying. Mid-November, I get it. I mean, I don't love it. I referenced the first week, maybe your second week of November, maybe. But I mean, beyond that is. Ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
Billy T, these guys are talking about baseball in December.
Joe, it's not ridiculous. You have to adjust.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. I think John is correct. I think Jimmy's correct. You have to adjust. We'll see what it brings. We'll see if we get a treatment regimen.
Yeah.
And
if
we get that, and then we'll be fine. But until that's done, until they figure out this quinine, Z-Pack,
mm-hmm.
we don't know. But listen, I want to make a point. The other day you guys were talking about the Sixers owner. You know, if those guys go on unemployment or disability, it's only 60%. he's still giving them 80%. So as a business man, I understand his point. And I know you say he's a billionaire and everything else. But for God's sakes, he's still giving them 80%.
All right, Billy T, what do you got here for a smart character?
Well, I was going to say Q from James Bond.
Okay. Oh, that's a great answer. Yeah, absolutely.
Right, fair enough. There you go. 215-592-9494. Coming up, Howie Roseman on the record. Howie Roseman talking about some of the Eagles' free agency moves, what has happened so far, what he said. You'll hear it next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.